Tuesday, April 30th, 2024. I want this to be a positive episode. I don't know how long or short it will be, but I've had multiple days in a row. I won't say nights, because nights sometimes I get a little bit sad or down, but it seems as though there's been an upward motion overall. And I don't know if it's that I'm finally realizing that, you know, what else can I do with this, you know? I mean, the whole let it go and all that, I understand people suggesting that and the importance of doing that and, you know, all of those sort of things, but and I don't know that that's what's occurring right now, but it's more of a, you know what, life is short, and this is part of my being now, especially because I've shared so much of it. But you know what, that's okay. Every single one of you has issues, maybe not as severe, maybe more severe. And we're all imperfect beings, and we're all just trying to get through our lives as we see fit. I saw something recently about, I think it was from Ralph Waldo Emerson, about how there needs to be some sort of purpose or whatever. I mean, it was one of these, you know, hyper-positive sort of things. And there's really nothing wrong with it. I mean, Ralph Waldo Emerson can say whatever he wants or whatever he wanted to say when he was here. But, you know, my response to that is, you know, no person or entity should be dictating what another person's purpose is, you know. I mean, a lot of people will do that. A lot of entities will do that because they think they know what's better for the other person or for groups of people. They think they know the answer to everything, and here's your purpose in life, you know. And it's also okay not to have a purpose. Every person is different, and every person has that absolute right to take control of his or her life in whichever way he or she sees fit. But, of course, with that comes consequences, because, first of all, that should never involve taking away the same right of others and invading their rights or in any way hurting them, you know. There has to be a mutual respect for another's purpose. However, if the other's purpose involves hurting you in any way, then their purpose is null and void. And that's where a lot of conflict occurs, including what's happening now throughout the world, where there's not just two sides, there's so many sides, you know. I mean, without getting into specifics, you know, labeling this group and that group, there's a multiplicity of sides in just about every issue there is, you know. I mean, there could be, this is a dumb example for two reasons. It's dumb, and also it's a spontaneous thought that I haven't really thought through for very long at all, outside of the few seconds here. But, you know, some may have the view, you know, hey, Coke is part of my purpose of life. I can't reach my purpose unless I have a Coke. You know, let's just say that's it. I need that Coke. That's helping me accomplish my purpose. And then another person may think, I need a soft drink to reach my purpose. Well, that doesn't necessarily mean a Coke, unless, of course, you're in Louisiana. We used to call every soft drink Coke. But just that is a difference. So any soft drink will do for a certain person. And then the first person, they have to have a Coke. But first of all, maybe that person finds common ground with the other person that also needs a Coke. However, the first person may need 2 liters of Coke a day. And the other one might just need a full 12-ounce can of Coke. The other one might just need a sip of Coke. Like, I've known people, well, one is my wife. She, you know, a Coke will help her get rid of a headache sometimes. And I've known others who, you know, that'll actually help with their headache, afternoon headaches or whatever, whether it's a coffee drinker or not. And then you may have some who need Coke for a different purpose. Maybe they have to have Coke on Fridays, or maybe just once a month on the first of the month or whatever. And maybe that helps them keep balanced, you know, where they kind of get, it's their way of escaping for a few minutes a month, you know, and that helps them accomplish their purpose, whatever that may be, all the while they're accepting some of their imperfections, because maybe their core doesn't believe that Coke is good or bad or whatever. And so they've got to make the adjustment in quantity or frequency. And so every individual, you know, I just had this conversation recently with my oldest child about how, you know, one of the great things that I've always embraced about the United States, whether somebody feels bad, good, or indifferent about it, is one of the things that I've always treasured about the United States is that it is supposed to, anyway, to reward the individual. The individual has a lot of power in the country, and they should, and that it should always be that way. Each individual should, their voice should mean something just as much as the next person. And you know, but that doesn't mean, oh, okay, let's bring on the communism, let's bring on the socialism, let's bring on some form that steals from another to give to another, you know. Take from I forgot what the saying is, I should know this by heart, but it's basically the socialist creed, where you take from those who earn or produce and you give to those in need. And so now on the surface, that sounds wonderful and charitable. But if you think about the details of it, you know, why not have a system where there's voluntary contributions, you know, because there's lots of people who make a lot of money and they are more than willing to be charitable and giving and just generous overall, you know, lots. And they would probably be even more generous if they weren't taxed to high heaven. And all these moronic, imbecilic politicians who often will use the term fair share, they're right. It isn't a fair share because you're taxing the higher incomes at a higher percentage. That's not fair at all. It should be the same percentage whether you make a penny a year or you make 10 trillion a year. It doesn't matter. You get the same percentage. That's fair. And so, anyway, these are some ramblings of me. I really hesitate to use this word because it has religious connotations, which still makes me vomit. But it's kind of a rebirth. I'm starting to feel some of the weeds start to come up through the cement cracks, you know. You know, no matter how much cement you pour, eventually some grass is going to come through those cracks. And I feel like some of that is occurring now. A little bit of it is because of there's a very small core group of friends that have reached out in the last 6 to 8 months that have really changed my life and my overall just feeling of you know, we started out by talking purpose. Well, not so much purpose, but just, you know what, I matter just as much as anyone else. And whereas for the last several years, all I've done is just beat myself up repeatedly, despite, and strangely, giving off this aura that I'm the opposite, that I'm giving off this vibe like everything's great for me and you know, I have no issues or whatever. Well, if that's occurring, and it just has always perplexed me because each person can think about these things. You know, you never know what you're giving off because I've felt, you know, no esteem, no confidence whatsoever. Yet it's like some people around me get this impression that there's some sort of arrogance or or overconfidence, or you know, terms like that, or just certain behaviors, even not responding to people, can come across as arrogance. Whereas I'm not looking at it that like that at all. I'm trying to save myself from collapsing again, you know, into a psychological abyss. And one of the reasons I wanted to call this episode, although I don't like the phonetics of it, where it sounds like something different, but I thought about psychological hibernation.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And I kind of put those two together and come up with cybernation, but that kind of sounds like cyber, like, you know, the internet or something. But it's spelled P-S-Y. And it's kind of like a psychological hibernation because when I'm boosted a little bit by talking to certain friends, like the friend last week, you know, that it was a very short conversation, but and I went through all those convulsions and some weird stuff. It was kind of a cleansing of sort, and I started to feel some of myself, whatever myself is. I think we're all probably still trying to find ourselves, and I am definitely included in that. Whatever myself is, I started to feel a little bit less stressful, less depressed, less anxious. PTSD is always there. I have to put it in a box, and the box has been secured for the last few days. You know, although, like I said in the beginning, in the night, some of that will creep in. And especially because I have a very difficult time sleeping. And so often I'm just lying in bed. And of course, the brain just wanders, you know. Well, I guess it wonders and wanders. But anyway, it's just a little bit of positivity has come my way, and it does feel like it's from within, but the within has been triggered externally by certain friends and family. I mean, I feel like I've really had some great exchanges with my parents and siblings and also just my own immediate family. It seems like things have just, you know, it feels a little bit different lately. And I'm hoping this will lead to something. I don't know if I've burned enough bridges where I'll never be able to work again with, you know, I don't want to work for some giant conglomerate that where I'm absolutely a number. And, you know, and that's just it. You know, when you're job searching, it's so different now. And maybe it's just me. I don't know. But there's so many different checks and balances here and there, and it's almost like a robot is hiring you. And there's also so many scumbags out there who are always trying to exploit job seekers. And so it is a real challenge these days. So until that changes and I continue to surge, I'll do all I can to, you know, because this podcast has the structure to kind of, you know, help a little bit and maybe be at least some sort of lucrative hobby at some point. I don't have big dreams about it because of so much failure with 5 books and this podcast, 300-something episodes. So of course, that's disheartening. But again, I'm going to go back to the positivity at the beginning. Life is short. Do what you want as long as it doesn't hurt other people. And that really is a core principle that drives me, that is a ground for me and a central point to how I think and feel and operate and move around or whatever. Like I said, I don't move much, but lately I think I've been doing a little bit of moving. especially out in the backyard, to catch some sun, because the sun has finally arrived and blue skies and warm. The reason I moved to sunny Southern California is because of blue skies and warm temperatures. But it seems as though we've been stuck in this funk for the last 2 years plus of wintry sort of weather. Way too many clouds, way too much rain. And I don't like that. I like warm and blue. So this is very short again, but I want to try to capture things when it's on my mind. And so here we go with Cybernation, kind of a mixture between psychological hibernation. The thought came to me while we were going to school this morning, and I just thought that maybe that's a good description of what's been going on for the better part of 3-4 years, or maybe a big part of my whole life, you know, where you do sequester things. But I'm fighting with the strength I got. It's not much, but it's getting a little bit more and more each day, and I'm fighting and clawing to get out of this trash can, this sewer, whatever psychological funk it is. I'm clawing to get out of it and restore whatever is left of me so that I can, you know, finish strong and meet the challenges and the daggers and whatever it is out there, whether it's perceived or real, any sort of things that are a drag instead of a burst, you know. Embrace the things that boost you and avoid the things that drag you down. And also know a couple of things. You're awesome exactly as you are, but also you're not perfect. None of us is perfect. We never will be. So stop pretending. Don't be that. Just be real. Be yourself. And these are the things I'm constantly preaching to myself. They don't always work, but I'm just kind of getting them out. This is, you know, we all have to kind of preach to ourselves and give ourselves pep talks and stuff. And that's kind of what this is, you know. And trying to just get out of this, because it's become so apparent to me that these things are so specific, that the things that have dragged me down, that it's such a small group of people, even whether it's therapist or not, or friends or not, or family or not, it's such a small group of people that really understand some of this and can kind of walk and hold your hand through some of this, that, you know, it's really a losing battle to think that I would even expect the majority of people with whom I come in contact to understand any of this, or to have empathy or sympathy or any sort of kindness about it. Besides, hey, get off your, you know, get off your ass, let it go, move on. You're stronger than that. You can do more, you know. So anyway, it's not a giving up at all. It's just that so much time has passed that, you know, it's the old cliche, shit or get off the pot.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
And so I'm not quite sure what that cliche instruction means to me right now, but I think I can use it somehow, and I'm going to find a way to use it. And I think this springtime could be a good springboard. And that's about it. And if you're listening, thank you with all of my heart and soul. You are awesome. And I hope everything's going well in your life. If it's not, find a way to get that sweet spot where you can have some happiness throughout every day. Laugh every day. Laugh at yourself. Laugh at others. And even if it's at their expense, I know that's awful sometimes, but if you're not like in their face and trying to really be cruel about something, just be your own stand-up comic. You might not be succeeding with the $20 million contracts on Netflix, but be your own stand-up comic all day long. Tell jokes in your head if you think it might be too much or it might offend this little poor, little tender, sensitive whatever. Could be any of us. You know, I'm fat. I've gained way too much weight. I mean, I've lost about 20 pounds in the last month or two, but I'm still fat. You know, 265 pounds is fat. At 6 foot tall. I don't care who you are, that's fat. I'm fat, and everybody can just go ahead and make fun of me. And maybe I'll get my feelings hurt, maybe I won't. It doesn't matter. Tell your jokes in your head, okay? Be funny to yourself, you know? And if nobody gets your humor, who cares? You get your humor, so keep telling it, you know? So anyway, I absolutely love anyone who's listening, and I'm so grateful to you. Hugs, and you're awesome. Stay that way, and just move forward. Move forward best you can. Sometimes moving forward is sitting on the couch, and that's perfectly fine, too. As much as that sounds like, oh my gosh, here we go with the excuses, absolutely not. Sitting on the couch has done wonders for me. It's really got me through this, because if I had forced myself on certain days to do that, I feel like I would have collapsed, and quite literally. And so, you know, so you can laugh at that. There's a joke for you right there. So, you know, but like I said, you know, every person looks at everything different, and you can look at it however you want. It's your brain. Stop letting other people control it. You control your brain. You control your body. Do what you can. Do what you can to make your life richer and wealthier and fuller. I'm not even talking about money and counting money. I'm talking about just to make your life awesome while we're here on this planet that's just rolling through space in the middle of nowhere. Goodbye.